We have just entered another year, and it should certainly be with notes of praise and thanking in our lips and in our hearts. How fitting to exclaim, how good is the God we adore, our faithful, unchangeable friend, whose love is as great as his power, and knows neither measure nor end. It is Jesus, the first and the last, whose Spirit shall guide us faithful. We'll praise him for all that is past, and trust him for all that's to come. It seems as though the beginning of a new year always makes us think about some things which we do not think about so seriously at any other time of the year. First of all, it reminds us of the fact that our lives are measured by years. And while no exact number of years are allotted to men, still the scriptures say, the days of our years are 3 score years and 10. If by reason of strength they be 4 score years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is through thought cut off, and we fly away. So the beginning of another year marks another milestone in our journey from time into eternity. I suppose there have been times when all of us have wished that we knew what would be ahead in the new year. But God, who will always have our good in mind, has not been pleased to reveal all the details regarding our pathway during the coming year, and I am sure that it would yield little profit to know. A lay person faces the new year with confidence, knowing that he who is for us is greater than he who is against us. Many precious promises in the Bible are the foundation of the new Christian covenant check. I want to remind you of at least one of these precious promises, promises will be a blessing to our souls. And behold, I will be with thee, and will keep thee little thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Genesis 28, verse 15. The promise was made to Jacob by the God of heaven, at a time when Jacob was just about to begin a new year, or at least a new era in his life. Jacob was by no means an angel. This promise was not given as a result of Jacob's obedience to God, but rather because God sought an occasion to show his grace to the undeserving. If God only blessed those who deserved to be blessed, scarcely anyone would be blessed. God seems to find pleasure in blessing the least deserving, or to magnify his grace. This promise, I will be with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, may be claimed by every child of God for the coming year. The claiming of this promise removes all fears and forebodings. In the blessed knowledge of God's continual presence, believer marches into the day, the week, the month of another year, with a peace of mind which is so necessary in these days of outward stress and strain. I must remind you that this promise is made to Christians exclusively. No unsafe one can claim this promise. In sharp contrast to the Christian, the unsafe one must face the future alone, without God, without Christ, having no promise of his presence, utterly alone. You should wonder that unsafe ones express the drudgery of life, the long days of unrest. A year, a long time to live, especially when God is ignored, his blessed Son is rejected. Anyone who attempts to live independent of God is asking for a dull year. You have already experienced many of these. It is absolute folly to continue in a course that you honestly admit was not able the satisfaction you desire. No question will more commonly engage your meditation than this one. Shall I continue to live in this same manner as before without being saved? Or without the blessed consciousness of a Savior's divine presence each moment of the day, living continually in danger of being lost for all eternity, annoyed by the constant fear of death, is this life? Will I someday regret that all my days were spent away from God? Or shall I begin a new year with one desire above all the rest, that I might come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior and Lord. God will surely recognize the unsincere desire of anyone who wants to be saved. Some of you will have to admit that the reason you are not saved is because you have never told God that you wanted to be saved. You may always be mindful of this, that while your little ship is tossing on the waves of a troubled sea without a chart, without a captain, you might be enjoying the blessed calm and peace of sailing with Christ in the heavens, reminding you daily, I am with thee, and will keep thee, will of our Lord, I will not leave thee. The Christian has his share of sorrow, disappointment, testings, which almost overwhelm the soul, but the knowledge of an omnipresent Savior fortifies the Christian to the extent that he can actually thank God for all things, even those things which seem so unpleasant to the flesh. The Christian has proved the faithfulness of God, not only during the days of smooth sailing, but also in the days of adversity. During such days of testing, the child of God is sustained by the sympathy, the compassion, the comfort, and the grace of a wonderful Savior. The unsafe one has no one to turn to while passing through similar experiences. He must either collapse or resort to taking cool suggestions. Smother your troubles by sinking deeper into sin, which will lead to more trouble. Unsafe friends, you need strength in view of the days of trouble of which you may expect a certain share in these years. You may even be inviting days of trouble by your willful rejection of the Savior. Many have witnessed to the fact that days of extreme sorrow and grief were used by God to awaken the slumbering soul, bringing them to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. A reasonable question may arise in your mind, how can I become a child of God? Will I be able to face the presence of Christ during the unpardoned years? To answer this important question, we are not permitted to project our own opinions. The question is far too serious, and the Word of God is the only safe source to find the answer. In the John 1 and verse 12, the answer is given in its simple form. But as many as received him, then gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. There is no salvation apart from strength. But condition is the only condition. It is as many as received him. In other words, there must be a definite moment when the convicted sinner confesses before God that he is lost, and that he is ready to accept or receive the man who speaks faith in death and died as a substitute to satisfy the claims of the Holy God. As many as received him, the devil gave his power to become the sons of God. I tried many times to become a child of God by promising God that I would live a Christian life. But I never became a child of God on that basis. For a bankrupt sinner is not in a position to promise God anything. Others are trying to become children of God by working for God, as if it could be attained by birth. But, as to say, they never become children of God on that basis. To receive Christ and enter into the good of his accomplished redemption is the one and only way that anyone can become a child of God. To receive him means eternal life. To neglect to receive him means eternal death. Whatever choice you may make during the early days of the new year, none can bring to you more satisfaction than to receive him, which makes you the possessor of eternal life. Then you may immediately claim the promise made to Jacob, I am with thee, and will keep thee, whither thou goest. To know that nothing can happen in the new year but what has been planned by God for my good of this world gives peace and lasting satisfaction. I know not what awaiteth me as dawns another year. The path untrod I cannot see, yet knows my heart no fear. Though dark the path may be, or night, smooth or rugged way, I ever shall be led aright by Old High, for guidance and grace. I knew not whether short or long my hopefulness will be. I'll daily praise my Lord in song for all his love to me. Let the years shall longer flow, day by day be mine. I'll seek to lead some precious soul to thank the way divine. My God shall be my strength and stay while journeying here below. He will supply my need all day, his word assures me so. With joy I speak the opening gear. It cannot bring me ill, since I, my Lord, will ever hear. My soul will speak of good. We ask thee, gracious Father, to sanctify where every listening heart, in the name of our Lord Jesus.